With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Frances Fitzgerald won the Pulitzer Prize for her study of the Vietnam War, Fire in the Lake. In her new book, Cities on a Hill, Fitzgerald examines four contrasting American cultures, the homosexual community that sprang around Castro Street in San Francisco, Jerry Falwell's Liberty Baptist Church, a retirement community in Florida, and the ill-fated Rajneesh Commune in Oregon. Fitzgerald, who originally published her essays in The New Yorker, says she had no trouble gaining access to the homosexual community.
The great spirit of gay liberation is openness. Coming out of the closet was the first commandment, as it were.
Fitzgerald writes in detail about the evolution of the Castro, the shocking murders of San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk, and the perceptible erosion of the homosexual community because of a horrifying disease.
The great drama has been, and the great tragedy has been AIDS. Obviously, this is something that affects not just the Castro, but gay men throughout the country.
The Rajneesh, was that a con?
Whatever was going on in the mind of the guru Rajneesh, and nobody will ever know that, he provided a true religious experience for his devotees.
The Rajneesh community fell apart through dissension, murder allegations, and gun smuggling, but
the Rajneeshi, when they were going strong, seemed to wrap up all of the sort of youth culture into one. And the fact that that community self-destructed doesn't mean that these values do not continue to affect the larger society.
Which is the point Frances Fitzgerald attempts to make in Cities on a Hill, that the smaller cultures she has examined serve as prisms which reflect the society as a whole. Cities on a Hill was published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Frances Fitzgerald examines four varying cultures in her book, Cities on a Hill, San Francisco's gay community, the Oregon commune of a guru named Rajneesh, Jerry Falwell's church in Virginia, and the Sun City retirement community in Florida. I ask Fitzgerald why the elderly in Sun City have ghettoized themselves.
Well, I don't think they think of it in that fashion. People who went to Sun City did so because they didn't have very long or strong roots in their home communities.
Then there's Jerry Falwell, who runs his moral majority out of the Liberty Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Traditional fundamentalist doctrine is that of separation and withdrawal from the world. He's headed them straight into the middle of the world through politics, but also through building universities.
It's apparent that Falwell wants to influence society with his religious beliefs.
Part of fundamentalist culture has been this sort of we-they relationship. Outsiders are sinful and bad, and only we are saved.
Is that what you meant when you wrote that Falwell has to fabricate enemies?
He often, I think, exaggerates them because, I mean, he himself gets along with outsiders very well.
Do liberals have anything to worry about?
Sure, liberals do. There is still a notion that only Christians are the saved, that this country is what Falwell calls the last launching pad for world evangelism.
Frances Fitzgerald takes the journalistic high road in Cities on a Hill and seldom reveals her own opinions of Falwell and the others. Part of her conclusion about the various cultures she has examined.
The greatest cultural differences in this society are not between races or ethnic groups, but rather within the white middle class.
New white middle class cultures created in the 60s and 70s. Cities on a Hill by Frances Fitzgerald was published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.